It is expected that men in this part of the world toast women and not women the other way around. Then it's an abomination.
Women should be a little more forward. I understand if they're not.
Absolutely a no for me.
You can't force him to marry you now. If he proposes and he turns you down, come.
Marriage is one of the important lifelong decisions that should not be taken lightly. However, before the start of any marriage, there are three important steps that have to be taken. The proposal, the planning, and wedding. But when it comes to who should propose, many people still follow the traditional model where men do all the heavy lifting. But that seems to be changing. Proposing is a huge decision, one that can shape the rest of your life. So why should women who presumably want to get married just wait around for it to happen? Hello, my name is Lilian Ogazi and this is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at, should a woman propose to a man? I'm sure we have at some point heard stories of how our parents met, from the wooing stage to trying to win her love by doing the sweetest thing for her. Before she gets to agree to marry you, you have to ask, and you get to meet the parents eventually. Now that trend seems to be moving away so fast, as women now get to make the first move. Some even go as far as proposing, a culture that seemed not to sit well in the minds of some people. So with me here in the studio to talk about if it is okay for a woman to propose, I have
Joy Simbala.
My name is Faiz Muhammad. I'm a psychologist.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're talking about should a woman propose first to a man? Now, I'm going to start with Joyce, obviously, ladies first. Do you think as a woman should propose, a woman should ask a man to marry her, like literally go down on one knee and hold the ring with trumpets and flowers? Oh God, flowers. Asking him to marry her.
Absolutely a no for me.
Why would you say so?
Because of where we're coming from. We're Africans, we're not just Africans, we're Nigerians. And we pay a lot of attention, we put premium on culture and tradition. And because of that, we live in a patriarchal society where men are at the forefront. You're just the support system where we are. So they expect, you know, in our society that you allow the man to do they do. You understand? Mm-hmm. Let him lead you on. You mm-hmm. understand? Let him be the one to ask. He is in a position where he should be able to take a decision whether he wants you or not. A man can be dating you. You will not know. He may be dating 10 of you and he'll be treating you nicely. You'll be thinking you're the one. The fact that they introduced you to their grandparents or the one in the grave or their ancestors does not mean that they want you to be the one. Mm-hmm. So in your mind, because you know everybody in his family, you think, okay, we're good because you're not having problems. Then you go ahead and do that. It can as well embarrass you. So it's better you wait for him to take that decision. Let him be the one to do it. And it's not just that. You know, we pay in Nigeria now, we do a lot of religion, you understand? And biblically also, I know that, okay, Adam is the man, then God gave him a wife. Adam is the only person that did not ask for a wife and he got it. But right now, you are expected to wait. They are not. God is no longer removing ribs and telling them to lie down. Let me remove this rib and make. You know, they are allowed now to go and make their choice. So that when you make your choice, you will not say it is God that gave you that thing. So now that you are making your choice, make your choice. You know. So our society, I think, generally does not accept that kind of thing. So for the sake of the woman not being embarrassed and for her own safety, and for her own psychological well-being, I don't think she should try it. She should just leave it to him. We're not in Europe or America, so I feel allow him to do that.
Now I'm going to comment on that briefly, but I'd love to hear your thoughts, Faiz. Are you on the same table with her?
No, certainly not. I actually would very much appreciate a situation where women were more forward with what it is they wanted, especially when it comes to a proposal or when it comes to issues around marriage. Personally, although I do understand that tradition dictates how most of us react when it comes to issues around marriage. I also do think that tradition causes a lot of problems with the way that we approach marital issues or issues around, relationships, specifically with proposals. If the argument is that, women shouldn't ask because men are going to react a certain way, because society teaches them to react a certain way, you can use that argument for so many other things.
Like?
You could simply say that, men are going to be less likely to marry a woman who is in a high-powered position or is very successful in her life. Therefore, please temper your ambitions a little bit.
But that's already been happening.
Yes, but is that the right thing to do?
No, it isn't.
Exactly. So therefore, if the argument is that you shouldn't be the one asking because men are going to, push back because not what they're traditionally used to, get used to it. Fine. It's not what you're used to, but not being used to it doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing it the right way or you're doing it the wrong way. It just means that it's something different. Different doesn't necessarily mean bad.
So would you feel comfortable if a woman comes and proposes to you?
To be very honest, in the past, there are points at which I would have really preferred it, because there are instances where women have actually been interested in me and I've been completely in the dark because they were too doubtful about what my reaction would be, or they simply didn't know how to give me the right signals, or maybe they were giving me the signals and I couldn't
see it. Too deep.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think that's the
maybe
case.
Maybe I was just too daft to get it. Fine, whatever.
Probably light was not blinking.
It. But if they had just been forward, because I felt the same way. I felt the same way, but I had no way of knowing because whatever, the messages weren't getting through. And so that opportunity simply passed by, And I think there are a lot of men who are the same, even though, yes, when it comes to tradition, I think it's always important to remember that both men and women are struggling with tradition. Mm. The same way that, a woman might do something that is against tradition, it's a struggle for her. Going against what is traditional for men is also a struggle. So although I do think women should be a little more forward, I understand if they're not.
Okay, Joy, it seems like you have something to add.
No, just to be fair to the women, you understand, in the society we're in, if a man does something, it's taken very, very light. It's lighter on him. But when a woman does something, it's no longer news. Presently, we know what is happening on the social media space. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of bullying, a lot of calling out. Mm-hmm. And who are the ones, even though it's the men that will start the problem, but the women will take all the backlash, you understand? So because of that, I would always advise a woman to take a step back and just watch herself, because the whole world will come raining down on her. It doesn't matter if she's in the right or whatever. They just expect you to be a superwoman. Let me put it that way. You should be able to have wings and have legs and you should be able to crawl like an ant and have horns like a cow or whatever. Just be a superhuman being. You understand? So because of that, as much as you can, I just feel you should just reduce the problems that you can create for yourself. Because if you're talking about tradition now, I guarantee you, sometimes I used to say this, women are their own enemies. Because if you now find a woman do that to you, you may appreciate it. But I guarantee you, 99.9% of women will say she's desperate. What is that?
That's
you don't
true.
Even have class. Okay, let's not even go to proposal, for example, just dating. When a man gives you this signal and he likes you, he's showing you everything. He's caring for you. He's holding your hands. He's carrying your bag and everything. But just because, sometimes they will tell you there are men that are shy. Some men are shy. And sometimes you just have to push a little bit or just be nice enough to allow him express himself.
Right.
I was in that position before. And eventually, when the guy started listening to people or when he decided to take a decision to take a step back, he did not tell me. He left me in the dark.
Mm.
And eventually, he started making it look as though I was the one coming for him.
Right.
And when people started insulting and abusing me, he did not protect me.
Funny is, though, would you say is... Because I spoke to a couple of men on this now, and what I saw come into play was the ego from men.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when I met my husband, he collected my number and he did not call me. Mm. And you can't have my number like that and you're so cute and you won't call me.
Mm.
So I called him.
Mm.
More because I needed a place to chill. Yeah. So I called him and I went to relax and that was it. And things just started moving on from there. Mm-hmm. But I always had the attitude of asking, where is this relationship heading to?
Right.
Doesn't mean I'm proposing to you or asking you to marry me. Mm-hmm. But there was always that, back then, there used to always be that, after all, you called me first now.
Mm-hmm.
There. So mm-hmm. now, do you think this is something men do that prevents women from coming close to them or even making an attempt to propose or ask them for relationships?
So I think generally men are, just like women, you know, are conditioned to wait for the proposal.
Mm.
Men are conditioned to be the ones chasing after women, right? And so faced in a situation where the woman makes the first move, because you're so unused to it, because it's something that's so unconventional in, you know, in society, it kind of gives you pause, because then in your own mind as a man, you're starting to think that, okay, then how does this power dynamic work? Am I the one leading, or is she the one leading, or is she making the decisions, or are the decisions being made for me? Because it's something that's been entrenched in your mind. You didn't even know when it started, when you were very young, right? All the movies you watched, all the stories you read, all the people around you, this is the idea they put in your head. So when it's challenged, it's a bit of a shock, mm-hmm. even for mm-hmm. a lot of men. And if you're not sitting down to think about why it's a shock, you won't understand. And most of these things are subconscious. Yeah. We just go about them without really thinking deeply about where they come from and why they're there. But if you sit down and you think about it really, what precisely is the problem? What is the issue? Because when you think about it, the example that you gave now, where, you know, you're willing to ask, okay, where is this relationship going? A lot of women ask that. Most women, mm-hmm. in fact, mm-hmm. ask that. They want to know where it's going though. But, you know, the thing about that question is that it's open-ended. It can be answered in so many different ways. And it's not, there's so many ways to give an indirect answer of, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there.
To so where?
I don't know. But just like that question is open-ended, you can give an open-ended answer. But the thing about a proposal, at least if a person is sure, is that it's very direct. And you know what the proposal does? It gives you the power to stop wasting your own time. This is something that I always tell other women. Honestly, I understand the dangers because we come from a society that's very critical of women, right? And it's not just critical in the sense that, you know, why did you do that? It's also because society doesn't necessarily like to see women as very bold, very assertive. Mm-hmm. And the idea of giving a proposal is an assertive choice. But the thing is, it really stops so many things in your tracks, because the mistake that you would make in a lot of relationships, especially when you're looking for marriage, is this: never allow someone to make the important decision for you. I guarantee you there is no man waiting around for a woman to make that decision. And if your life is as important to you as his is to him, then you should be making a decision as well. I want to get married to this person. I feel like we have a strong relationship. Guy Alpha, will you marry me? If he's not really interested in you,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you that's it. Then and there. It's over. But if he is.
No, what you just said now, if you say, just asking like casually, I agree with you then.
Yeah.
You understand? You ask the person casually.
Mm.
But, you know, because we have this fairy tale, we have this flowers, imagination. You want it to be lavish. So for that, honestly, that's the one I'm saying.
I'm an advocate of destroying the fairy tale.
Do you understand? Because a lot of people want to do it in the public. You know, because some people, it's out of fear. A lot of people that do it in the public do it out of fear, because like they feel that the person, because of shame, you know, we have this culture of shaming. Yeah. So the person will be so ashamed that they wouldn't want to say no.
They don't want to embarrass you and embarrass themselves. And we have also
situations where people have said no in public, and we know how it turned out.
You are listening to The Bearing, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen in or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for The Bearing. Let's go on a short break. We'll be back shortly. Trend.
trendy and impactful stories of the day,
treated inside out with in-depth analysis
to give you insight into the issues that matter.
The issue of injustice needs to be addressed. We're going into hell.
Why are you sending your child? Why are you that poor? Are you that hungry?
No, we are not practicing any democracy in Nigeria. They don't deal with us well.
Trust us on Nigeria Daily, a daily podcast from Daily Tracks
to bring to you the news behind the news.
To listen in, log into our website at dailytrust.com or on buzzsprout.com.
You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.
Follow up on Instagram and Twitter at Daily Trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust.
You're welcome back. This is The Bearing coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen in or download this another episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio and Spotify by searching for The Bearing. We're still talking about should a woman propose to a man. Now, before we went on the break, we were talking with Faiz Mohammed and Joy Simbala. Let's get back to our discussion. You're welcome back, guys.
All right, before we continue with this conversation, now we're going to listen to some other people's opinion. So we spoke to a couple of people in their 50s and 60s. What particularly piqued my interest was, how did you even ask this person to marry you? How did you get to start toasting this person? How did you pick this person? So we're going to listen to that, and I'd love to hear your reaction.
Mine is a bit different. I have been very close to God. So I didn't propose to anybody. When it got to a time of marriage, I started asking God, who do you want for me? God is the one that gave me an idea of the person he wanted. And to confirm it, God had to make that man propose to me. Because actually, when we think about the Bible, it was Isaac that went for Rebecca. It wasn't Rebecca that came to Isaac. It was Jacob that went to seek for the person to marry. Throughout the Bible, God is the one that created the man first. So I still feel it's the responsibility of a man, but the woman herself will have to keep herself and then pray. My husband had prayed since he was ready to marry. And when God showed him and revealed to him, this is the home and this is the person, he had to pray and come to me. He didn't go to my parents. He came to me. And after coming and telling me, I asked him, give me some time to pray. It was when God convinced me that he was the one that I now went to my parents and said, a young man is coming to meet you on my behalf. But what they do these days, I don't know. I still believe a woman has to be sure of where she's going, because there's not supposed to be separation or divorce.
It is always difficult to approach a woman, because men, at that time, they're disciplined in the homes. So you fear elders. If you have interest in a woman, you run after her, corner. That is, you go to hidden places to look for her, and you peep through their house to see whether anybody is there, give her a sign. You'll be hiding until eventually people have discussions. So that is how we're doing it. We're not coming out openly and start running around a woman now like it is this day. No. You hide, go to secluded places quietly and discuss with her. You know, do funny things like going to get even crack candle and bring to her. Or you do certain things just to make her happy so as to give you listening ear. Or when she goes to the stream, you follow her to the stream, help her carry the water. That was the way we were trying to toast women. It is believed that if any woman toasts a man, the woman has no morals. You may just look at the woman as a harlot, so you may not even want to go to her again. It is expected that men in this part of the world toast women, and not women the other way around. Then it's abomination that for a woman to now open her mouth and say, this man, come and marry me. You'll be belittled. You'll be too cheap. You'll be looked upon as a very cheap girl. So usually you make effort to ask for a woman in marriage. The woman will brag, will try to pretend, will make it difficult until you get tired before she'll start giving you some little signs that she's accepting. So the woman proves difficult. And so for any woman to open up and tell you, come and marry me, the woman is regarded as a wayward girl. Does this. To ask for a man to come and marry her, no. We don't accept that. But she can show love that, yes, she loves the man, but in a hidden manner, she will be pretending, make it difficult for you to get her and all that. But gradually, she will start giving you signs that, yes, I want it.
Okay. I think I'll start with you, Faiz. Would you say this is what has landed us where we are today?
Without question. Without question. You know, and I appreciate how the gentleman there was saying that it wasn't direct. It wasn't something that they just went up and went to see this girl. And I appreciate that because our parents and older generations came from much more conservative eras and conservative societies. So I expect, of course, that you weren't going to be very direct in the way that you were approaching any proposal whatsoever. But I also think that that caused so many different problems because what I kept hearing with his entire submission was a lot of pretense.
Yeah, from the part of the woman.
Yes, it's a lot of pretense. No, not just from the part of the woman, both of them. There's so much pretense. And I suppose there's generational gaps, certainly, but I don't see the point of that much pretense. And I do think it's one of the problems we have in this society as well. We work with a lot of pretense. People saying what they don't mean, saying they feel something when they don't really feel it, trying to hide what it is that's the problem or what it is that's the issue. And it's really from these kind of issues that come. When you think about it, back then, because they were so conservative, there wasn't the time to really sit down and think about how natural this process is. You see a woman, you like her. Ayana, go and see her. You see a man, you like him. Ayana, allow him to come and see you. Today, in my family, certainly, the whole idea that I would do kona kona, to just, you know, secretly go to a woman's house and then she should sneak out and then we'll go somewhere. It's ridiculous. You know, it's so ridiculous. And then being in my early 30s, I would be looked at like a very foolish person.
Okay.
Knock on the door, say hello, come in, sit down, have whatever conversation you want to have out in the open. It's that simple. And I think that that's much more to me. I understand how conservative minds might see it differently. I think that's much more decent.
All right. How about you, Joyce?
I totally agree with you on that. But I'll just add this. You know, I think it's still the problem of culture and also how the world has moved over time.
Certainly.
And information technology, you understand? And there is a very big gap because of the exposure, like you said, with movies, the kind of music we hear, popular culture
has shifted.
Yes, have shifted definitely. Everything. Mm. So now we now get to interact with people from all over the world and you can see how they live their lives and all of that. So there is a borrowing of culture. There is an exchange somewhere. Mm. So before now, you don't even see Muslims wearing wedding gown. Now it's a thing. Mm. It's a thing, you understand? So all of this proposal thing in the open was never our thing. But I totally agree with you in the sense that you can decently go to a woman's house and knock on the door and get to know her,
be friends with her,
introduce yourself and eventually ask her. You don't have to just do. Sometimes they will tell you that we, this generation, like in Hausa, they will say, Baku do kunya. Do you understand?
The
generation kunya. But at the end of the day, you find out that, honestly, looking at their own generation, I felt that there are so many things they did. Really? They did a lot. You understand that?
Today we don't.
It's pretense.
So the problem is, it's pretense. The problem is the fact that we are bold enough right now to even approach things or call things by their names.
Yeah.
You dare not say sex before.
Exactly.
If you ask me on this table now, first of all, I love the fact that I want to be proposed to with trumpet and flowers. Typical Cinderella. Thank you very much. Keep the fairy tale. I love it. So, and then I love being chased, you know, that vibe of this guy wants
me. I like that.
Too. And I can see it. So please, by all means, put in the work. But then from the start, if you are shy, I might as well just tell you I like you, which is what I did with my husband. When I got to see him and I realized I like the kind of person he was, I told him, I like you, you're cool. And I think it gave him a little push.
Little confidence.
Yeah, a lot of men want that.
Yes.
They want the go ahead.
You know, we always feel like they should tell us all the nice things about ourselves, but he wants to be validated. He wants you also to tell him what you like about him.
Able to propose?
No, I won't propose.
Cut my tongue.
I won't.
All right, before we go finally now, let's listen to what young Nigerians think about this now. Let's hear their opinion on all of this.
I'm Sadat Mohammed. Now, there are two answers to this. Obviously, it's yes and no. I personally, I'm okay with it because before having the genetic build of being male or female, we are human beings. And besides, looking at the society, it was already evolving to a point where equality was to come. So what's a man who actually runs up to a lady and says hi? So what's with a lady running to a man and saying hi as well? I feel the only difference that is actually here is nothing religious or cultural. It's just societal standards. Yes, if we take a look at it also from the point of culture, tradition, and everything, you'd see that culture and tradition has not evolved to what society has evolved into and developed. That is to say, we are coming to a point of equality. But culture and tradition has not come to that point of equality. And looking at it from Africa, Nigeria, to be precise, we are, you know, sets of people that deal with a whole lot of customs, culture, and tradition, and how a man should be and how a woman should be. But coming to the Western world, the urbanization, the development that has happened, you'd see a difference in terms of what a woman can do and what a woman should do. Hence, instead of the gender differences, it's gender roles. It depends on what the woman wants with the man, and she can state it. And if the man is okay with that, they go all together. There are people who have been married today that it's the woman that took the first step, but does that make that man anything less? Does that make that woman anything more? No differences at all. Why? Because it's all about the respect a man and woman should have for each other, acceptance and understanding. So yes, a woman can actually ask a man out and even get to that point of even proposing to a man if the need be. Many of us men today feel, you know, if a woman does this first, she has taken charge or she has taken control, or you're less of a man. But that shouldn't be the picture we narrate. We should understand that we are human beings before being males or females.
If they are dating already, definitely the woman is not supposed to propose to the man. These people are already together in a relationship, and it is normal for the woman to ask him, what is your future plans with me? Like, if the man is already financially stable, okay, financially okay, materially okay, you know, okay for marriage. It's advisable, actually, for the girl to ask him, what is actually your plan? What is holding us from getting married? That is not you proposing to the man. Now, you want to know your stand, because you can't be in a relationship with a man over years. Most times you hear the man getting married to another woman. I've seen so many cases like that. If it's me, that's what I would do. I would want to know my stand. If you say, yes, we are getting married this is the only time, fine. If I can wait for that period of time, I will wait. If I can't, I quit. Now, if they are not dating, if they don't have anything together, that woman have no reason to ask to propose to the man. You have no reason to even, I wouldn't even advise the woman, ask him out. Like, I want us to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Man, this is Africa. We don't do that in our tradition. I wouldn't. You can either give the man sign, like symbol, like let him know you like him. Like maybe you always call. How are you doing now? You know, want to be friend with the man. If the man is sensitive enough, you understand that. Oh, this girl, give me green lights. And if the man likes you, he will ask you out. But if he does not like you, he will even be posting you and your calls and everything. So to me, it is not good for a woman to propose to a man being there if they are already in a relationship. You can question the relationship. You can question him. You can't force him to marry you now. If he proposes and he turns you down, come.
About being okay to propose, for a woman to be the one to propose, I think it's okay. I think it's all right. It depends on the individual and like your life's choices and your life's values. But for me personally, I would not propose to a man, because for me, my values and the values I've picked up from religion, I believe that a man should always take the lead when it comes to relationships and to building a home. So I wouldn't want to take the lead in making a decision like getting married.
Well, a woman making the first move, it's not really a big deal. Do that and it would open your eyes to seeing what you actually want or desire. But where I have a problem is with her proposing, because making a first move could lead into a relationship, which is temporary, or a friendship, which is temporary. But a proposal now, it's she's it's a lifetime decision, and she's making that for you as a man is it's not I don't think I'm totally comfortable with it, my opinion.
All right, I'll start with you, Faiz. Now, what's your reaction to this?
I think the one that was most jarring for me was the last one, where, you know, he was making the assertion that, you know, if a woman were to propose first, she's automatically making a decision for him.
Mm-hmm.
The reverse is also true. If you ask her first, you're also making a decision for her. So what is the issue? Unless you're not interested in being married, or you're not interested in marrying this particular person, you shouldn't have a problem with the question. I think, and this is really where I stand on the issue in totality, I think we should be free to question, and we should be able to question our own traditional biases.
Mm.
I think it's perfectly fine if a woman wants to be wooed and she wants to be chased and she wants to be, you know...
made to feel special.
Yes, she wants to be... It's perfectly fine. And if that's what she wants and you're able to do that, that's what you should do. But if there are women who want to take the first step, they shouldn't be punished for wanting to have control over their own lives.
Okay. All right, Joyce, now, he just gave his final position and final stand. So I'd love to get yours based on this vox pop we just had and your final position on this.
Honestly, I wish there are more men like him in our society, but the reverse is the case.
We'll
I would really want to have that kind of, want to live in that kind of society
where
nobody judges me or criticizes me because in my mentality, honestly, I don't know what people are marrying for, but just like a man wants to.
Okay, that's a different one.
This is a different topic.
Yeah.
I don't know what people are marrying for, but honestly, I want to, as much as I want a man to treat me nicely and all of that, I think everything that I do, the hard work I put together is, I want to be able to treat a man
nicely.
I want to be able to buy you a ticket to travel abroad. I'm not saying you have to travel.
You're
with
a dream wife,
I'm
lady.
I'm telling you. But then, if you do too much to a man in a society, you're still shamed.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I still would not really advise, even at the end of it, I still would not really advise a woman to do the proposal. But if you feel your man understands, you can just give it a shot.
Mm.
But please don't do it in public.
Be ready.
Be ready.
Repercussion.
Yes. Don't do it in public.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me here in the studio.
This is where we draw the curtain of today's episode of The Bearing. Thank you so much for listening. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to make this program successful. The Bearing is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com and on buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on Spotify and TuneIn Radio. Remember that it is open for sponsorship and advert placement. If you intend to sponsor an episode of The Bearing, do contact us via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. If you have questions or comments or suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, let us know on our social media handles on Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.